lived on several acres in the road
outside.
Had this great big huge cottonwood tree in the backyard. Up in that tree were 23 peacocks. And they sounded like people yelling for help at night. And you didn't want to stand under that tree at night because they were like having dogs up there. Could have been interesting. But after we ate all the peacocks, we... It was some nice family gatherings out there. And we'd sit out in the cool summer breeze in the evening and listen to stories that the elders would tell. My grandma lived right next door. And she would tell us stories about the old days. And that's really how we learned who we were and where we came from. Is the stories that our elders passed down. And I think that's true for everybody. You know, we all have grandmas and grandpas, and we all have family that goes back. And so it's been a pleasure to be able to sort of dig into ours a little bit and sort of bask in that history. And this song that we're about to play is a song that you might have heard there at one of those family gatherings. Usually we were reading Carne Asada and not roast peacock. But,
although we prefer the latter, roast peacock makes for a pretty dish.
I don't know how I even got on that. But it was written by a gentleman that was from a beautiful place in Mexico, a state by the name of Oaxaca. And Oaxaca is an amazing... Have any of you ever been to Oaxaca? Some of you have. All right. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. The landscape is astounding, but the people down there are really what makes the place great. Just like here. And we were just talking about how it feels this time coming in. We got here at 5 o'clock this morning. We drove in and it felt just like coming home, you know. So I want to thank all of you for making us feel like that. But the gentleman that wrote this song was a long way from his home as we are now. And he was missing his beautiful land of the sun. And he wrote about how his heart felt like a leaf blowing in the wind. And that he was in a place without light, without love, sin luz, sin amor. And I figured it was probably Los Angeles. And it was. Back in the 30s, he was in a hotel room and he wrote this song. So welcome to our backyard.
Que lejos estoy de